Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 34th recording in the book, The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. And this is on page 172. And we're in the questions and answers regarding the station of awaiting the birth of the child. And probably have about two more readings in the book before we get to the end. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Page 172. A student asks, "Well, the time is drawing nearer and nearer to the birth of this little life, which is making itself more and more manifest as the days pass by. Beloved Father, what can I say? There are no words. I put my hand in yours completely, my heart in yours, and I let you carry me, my beloved. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You are so much with me, beloved Sidi, in these days as I leave behind the unreality of the dunya, which has been so consuming over the past few months. And I begin to feel instead the flowing harmony that lies beneath, behind the real life." Sidi answers, "Beloved of Allah, my soul who flies, and she carries all her love through me, to send this love to everywhere, without why or what, and she contains everything that Allah sends for her, to be like what He wants from her, who I love and who I take always between my arms. And I give her the essence of the deep secret knowing through my soul in the world of unity. She carries me like God wants her to through her child inside of her, who sings with her on the flute of Dawood. May peace and blessings be upon him. And she prays for her mother to be always around the table of her beloved God, and to look deeper and deeper when she continues swimming in the ocean of her father, who loves her and prays for her until when she gives birth to her new baby, who wants to be like her mother in the way of her beloved God. I am very happy about your letter, full of everything. It is very deep and carries the meaning of the trust and the meaning of the surrendering, all the qualities of your beloved father who gave to you from the first moment he was with you, and who does not leave you. How could he leave you if he lives inside your heart, in every face, and in everything that can feed? Look, my beloved, you can see that he is everywhere, and if you listen, you can hear his music in the voice of the river and in the voices of the birds. This is your beloved who loves you, and you love him. For that, do not worry about anything. Be happy. Keep the complete marriage with your beloved always and drink from the essence of his wine. Then you will know the meaning of his garden and the meaning of his line. I am sure that you live in his garden. You are more than that. You are his real garden for you and for him, and you are his line. You drink and you give him to drink from the essence of what God wants from you to give. What can I say to you? You are the cup. And you are the wine, and you are the person who drinks. There's only you, not else. Then he is she, and she is he. And I send all my dua, my prayer, for you to give birth in a safe way." Student, "I'll try again to have the baby at home, inshallah. Is there anything you see I should do to prepare myself for the birth? I feel much more surrendered with this child than with our first one, but only Allah knows whether I give enough. One of my sisters told me that you said not to go out with the baby for 40 days after the birth. Does this mean to stay inside the home completely, not to go for a walk or shopping or anything? Or just not to go away overnight? I feel very much that I would like to make Hawa, retreat with my beloved before the birth of the baby. Do you see that there is a permission for this or not? Sidi answers, My Holy Spirit, who I contain and who I feed through my love, until when she is ripe for her beloved to be always ready for him, one body, one heart, one soul. This means that Allah wants you always to keep his fragrance through the love between you and your beloved, who loves you because without his love, no one can take anything from him, and he could not live because the life comes from the source of his love. For that, beloved, be the cup of this love and give this cup always in the gentle way for your beloved who needs you, and you need him without any separation in the world of the unity to make the holy journey through what you have and through what he has. I'm sure if you give him his milk and you take your milk from him to make it one essence, then you will see yourself in the deep holy ocean. This is what Allah wants. Do not care about anything else if you are in the deep surrender and the deep trusting, because in that case you both live in the world of the unity of your beloved God. This is very beautiful, and this is the real garden, and this is what everyone wants. And without this gift, there's no real life. This is our way, and God wants us always to be the beloved of his moment. I am sure you can be. Yes, my beloved, you can make the halwa if you feel that this does not tire you. But the real halwa for you is as I have said. This section is called Questions and Answers Regarding the Birth of the Child for the Beloveds of Allah. Student. Beloved Sidi, thank you for the beautiful letter you wrote before the birth of our precious daughter, which gave me strength and courage to face the labor. I know you were always with me, but particularly in that time, which was so holy and so blessed, more than words can say. Now I find myself with three precious jewels, each thirsty for his love in a different way, and my life is rich and sweet more than I could ever have dreamt. I pray to give each precious beloved the milk of the deep secret love, like he or she needs in the perfect way, and I nourish only myself. Only he, as you say. Beloved, from him to him, where am I? Everywhere and nowhere. And as I gave birth to this precious little soul, I knew this completely, that I am all women. But more than this, I am the human being, all human beings, the perfect mirror of my beloved God. I am not. There is only he inside my coat of individual characteristics. How strange but liberating to feel dead but at the same time alive in all things. And after this high experience, I find myself back in the world, groping again for your hand, beloved, to guide me to be in the station of Al-Baqa, return to existence, to find the balance completely to bring the holy witnessing into everyday life. Sometimes there is complete jamal and harmony so deep, and other times it is more difficult, but not really. All is deep peace, really. Sidi, my beloveds and the holy child, whom my beloved God gives us to be in this holy family, this is a holy gift from him to his beloveds. How happy I am for that. See, if you look deeper through this holy child, you will find a big ocean. And inside this ocean is the essence of the deep secret love, and the knowing, and the real existence, and the real witnessing. And if anyone likes to be with his beloved God, he can feed himself from his children, like this holy little daughter. Without any doubt, she is completely white and completely light. For that reason, God wants from everyone, through his walking, to return to be like her. For this reason also, beloveds, he makes every home which has what you have to be really a garden for him and his beloveds. My beloveds, I am with you in every case, in every station, before you gave birth and after. And for that reason, don't worry and thank him about everything that meets you. I am sure you are the real bride for your holy beloved husband, who is in the same way the real beloved who can feed you everything you need without any why or what. He is full of the love, and you are the cup of this love. Without you and without him, there is no real love. Beloveds who I love and for whom I pray, your letter reached me, and I like to see this letter to know and to see and to feel your fragrance after your return from the birth of this holy child. Anyway, he gives to you as you give to him, for that he makes you to be earth for his children and to contain everyone like he wants from you. This means that he makes you to be a holy mother for what he gives you. What more can I say after he gives in the perfect way and puts everything in the right way, in the right place for his special slave, and he puts all those children around his holy table? Student. Beloved Sidi, beloved guide, as I write, beloved father, my heart opens to you and I flow out to you, and I know that all the barriers and divisions in this dunya dissolve in Allah's mercy. Once again, I see how Allah makes something very holy and special when he brings a new soul into the world, and how with the mother's pain yet comes so much barakah, joy. Her daughter is very perfect, and if I can use this word, Sidi, sometimes I have questions which I want to ask you, and in another letter I may be able to put some of these to you, but just now all I see that is that in the presence of Allah all the questions are resolved, vanish into nothingness. Also, I see how all the words I write are from you to you and from him to him. So I will not write long. I only send all my love and all our love for you and all those around you. Sidi, I am more than happy, and always I thank my beloved God about what he gives me through my children who I love. Really, this little daughter is the holy blessing from Allah, and she is mercy for everyone who lives with her, and she is the mercy for the people who live around her. I pray to God to keep my holy bride to be always the real mercy for everyone who needs this mercy and who is ready to understand the real meaning of this word. Really, she carries all the qualities of her beloved God. If anyone looks or wants to see the qualities of her beloved God, he can look at her face. This name comes from his quality, Ar-Rahim. How beautiful it is that he gives us this name for my holy little daughter. When my beloved son called me, God gave us a special gift. In that moment that he called me, the name for this child came to my heart, and all the blessings of this new presence came. My heart sang and my soul was flying, and she gave me deep yearning, and she makes me stronger. For that I thank my beloved son and my beloved daughter about this holy child which Allah gives them. Please kiss her from me and take the love from her, and ask God to send the real peace through her for all the people who are crying. And ask God to give the people love who need this love through her. I am sure God accepts everything you ask him for through her. My beloved holy daughter, I am with you every moment. The birth you give is very holy. Exactly, you give birth to me and to my beloved God through this holy blessing which Allah gives you. Thank him because he helps you to carry his word. And remember his name always and keep yourself always between his arms. He makes you the holy mother for his children because he loves you and you are holy. Don't worry about anything. My beloved God helps you and he gives to you. But the important thing for you is to remember your father is always with you. And he takes you between his arms and he gives you the essence of his love and he feeds you to be always strong. For that, remember him through his teachings because he lives for you and you live for him. You are a part of him and he is everything for you. For that reason, he contains you like he contains every one of his children. is religion is the love. Without love, there is nothing, for that you are the cup of the love from his ocean, and he wants you to give the love to your beloved, who loves you, and who lives for you, my holy child, your husband, and all his children. Your little daughter is the mercy for her parents and for her brothers and for everyone who lives around her, because she carries all the qualities of her beloved God. And for that, now she is the real Kaaba, full of the love. She is like the ocean. She is a copy of her parents, whom I love and for whom I live. How happy I am about this holy gift. I ask my beloved God to keep her parents and her brothers in the garden of my beloved God, always in the straight line of my beloved God. I am sure that God, my beloved, gives more and more as the child grows for her parents for this holy gift. She's like the spring full of water, but sweet, and a very holy blessing. My beloved prophet says, anyone who has a girl and he cares about her, and he gives her what she needs, God gives him everything that he gives. Meaning the parents who care about her are now in the garden. This means that he wants to show us and to teach us that the woman carries, from when she is born, the real image of Allah, without doubts. But he wants from us to feed her, to teach her how to keep herself, only for his face, to be the real Eve. And this means to be the real mirror for his face. And I am sure that my holy son and daughter and the holy children give her the real love. And everyone sings for her the song of the love and the peace like she sings. And this is what God wants from us in his real Quran. Student asks, our little daughter is now about a month old, and she's very well and very awake. Allah keeps her soul as he keeps every soul. Truly, we are very thankful to him for giving her to us. And as I look into her beloved face, as I see, as you say, all the mercy, and she carries the mercy to my heart and soul and to the hearts and souls of all those near her. She's like a little mirror for me, very pure and holy, my clean picture. And I ask Allah to keep her special for him and clean and holy. And the children are so sensitive and pure, and they take in and reflect everything, Sidi. We are sending some money to you so that, inshallah, you can make a sacrifice for our daughter. And we're very happy that Allah makes it possible that we can send this way, and we pray that he will find the sacrifice acceptable and that the poor people may benefit from it. Sidi says, my beloveds, I am very happy about your news after the holy birth of your holy daughter. Through the surrender that you have, my beloved daughter, and through the trust, Allah helps you, and I pray from my heart for you, and I ask my God to help you to be always the real mother for his children. I'm sure you will be, because you have a big heart which contains all the love from your father, who loves everyone without separation. Beloved, my holy son, I'm very happy about you, and Allah cares, and he knows you are a very poor slave for him. And this is a very high station. What can I say for you, my beloved? Only Allah, 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 because you carry his face. I'm sure he doesn't leave you one moment, and I pray for you from my heart to keep you in complete health in every case, and I ask him to use you as he likes. Yes, my beloved, you are with him completely, and you live for him. For that, don't worry about anything if your beloved lives with you always. My holy children, who I remember always, I always hear your voices. Every time that I see you, you give me deep yearning. From this yearning, I come to be a stronger, for everyone gives me strength. These are the birds of Allah, and they are my garden, and I travel very much in this case. For that I thank God, because he gives me everything through my holy children. I ask him to keep all of my children in his garden. Yes, my beloveds, what more can I say? In my heart there are many things that I would like to say, but there is no word to contain the meaning to explain more. Only Allah, Allah, Allah. arrival of this precious baby has showed me deep things about time, about the moment. During the birth, it was very difficult because he was coming out in a difficult way and got stuck, and his heart rate became slower and slower, and the midwife got very afraid and was shouting and shouting at me to push, and I was doing everything I could. I knew she thought that maybe he would die, and I felt that I would die. They telephoned for an ambulance, and the next moment they cut me, and he slipped out. All in one movement, head, body, all of them. Then I held him, and I knew we were both alive. Mashallah. See what Allah makes in one moment. And for this reason, I was in a station of deep weeping and thanking for many days, and I could not speak about it very much, and I kept reliving it in my mind and trying to put it in its place because I could hardly contain it. And what Allah shows me through the baby, my beloved son, every moment, he's so perfect, such deep beauty, yet contained in this perfection. And a part of it is the fact that he will grow, and he will change and become different. One wants and longs to see them grow and fulfill themselves, and at the same time, we want them to be this way, always complete and perfect. Sidi, my beloved God, who is the merciful and who gives everyone what he needs and what he wants in his deep wisdom, thank you. My beloved, about this holy gift which you gave to my holy children, those children carry your love and your mercy through your gift. For that I pray always to see all who are crying for your gift without any separation, because you are the giver. For that I thank you, and the thanking is for you and from you, for what you give to my holy children, who I love. Through your gift to them, you give me deep yearning to sing more and more for your face, because I see the light through my holy child, who you gave to them. My beloved God, give your holy blessing for his parents and for his brother and sister and for all who love you and care about all my children everywhere. This is your family, those who remember your name with the deepest love for your face. My holy children, your letter reached me and it made me very happy. For that I write these words from my heart to my heart that loves God and follows his way and his perfect way. Always remember his name and pray for his face about this holy gift. I was with you every moment when my holy daughter felt what she felt. In that case, when she gave birth to my holy child, I was with her, and God doesn't leave her. My daughter, who I love, always trust him and surrender completely for him and thank him about what he gives you. And he makes you to be a holy mother, like he makes your beloved to be a holy father. My daughter, the check reached me, and I will buy a sheep soon, inshallah, and I will make the sacrifice to give the meat for the poor people, for the orphanage which needs it. I thank Allah because he helps you and his father to give this holy sacrifice, and my word for you doesn't stop. Through my spirit, I always send my song for you and for your beloveds. Student. Beloved Sidi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you can imagine, it's our beloved holy daughter who needs our attention most of the time. She's now about 3 months old, and she's more than a blessing for all of us, and what can I tell you about her? Often I wish that you could see her because she's more than sweet. As I told you on the telephone, the birth was special, very special. In some parts it was strong because one of the doctors came in, behaved very impolitely, and ordered my beloved to be given medication to make the labor stronger, which I found not necessary. In any way, Allah helped, and I hope that it will not make anything for our beloved daughter that she came to this dunya in such a strong way. I'm sure that he cares for his beloveds in any case, and I could feel her beloved soul before the birth took place, and we spent the last hours together in the garden of the hospital, and I recited parts of the Quran, and especially Al-Wazifa, and I'm sure this gave a lot of strength for both of us. We had all expected that it would be a boy, and when I saw it was a girl, I had to laugh and weep at the same moment because of what Allah praised and exalted as he makes, and how he puts everything in its right place. And at that moment, I only saw the beautiful heart, the heart and soul, and how it doesn't make any difference in which form he puts the holy soul of his beloved. They put on her breast of her mother, put her on the breast of her mother, and we were all amazed when she already put her head up several times and started to search for the breast by herself. She didn't really look like a newborn baby. She was clean and very pretty from the beginning, and later I took scissors to cut the cord and said three times, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, and then, Nimal wa Allah wa ni'mal nasir, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Translate says, Allah suffices us and He is the blessed protector, the blessed master, the blessed helper. We ask your forgiveness and to you is the journey. In my heart I spoke to my daughter and told her, Beloved daughter, this world where Allah has put you will perish. Many things will meet you, maybe, but believe me also, it is very holy, and Allah has made you to be a beloved for Him and to carry what not even the angels wanted to carry. Don't worry about anything and trust. This is a place of trials, but also the place where you can know Allah, who made you. And I said, وَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِعًا وَلَا تَفَرَقَ. And hold fast to the cord of Allah together and do not split up. I continued in my heart, Beloved daughter, I cut this cord from the body of your mum, who carried you for such a long time, but don't worry. There's another cord between you and Allah, which no one can cut. He's with you always, so hold fast to it, and there will be no disappointment for you, so trust Him. Thank Him in every case, and then afterwards I phoned you, and I thanked Allah first, for she is a very sweet baby, and also I think she is a happy baby. When she looks at me and smiles, it is like the sun shining. She gives us all a lot of love and peace and feeds us with her love. Yes, my holy beloved, Sidi writes, If anyone destroys the veils he has and gives through his humanity, after it comes to be holy, through the deep praying and through the deep remembering, and through the deep trusting and through the deep sincerity, then God helps him to destroy all the veils he has. He wants you to be always earth for his reign. You need to give more, meaning to pray more, to read his holy book, and to listen to his word in the deep way, and to follow everything he says to you. Then he opens everything for you, and you feed yourself. You begin to live inside his circle, and you don't worry about anything from this dunya. But through your work, you change everything around you to be for Allah. This then means that you have the deep yearning. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Paradise lies under the feet of your mother. And that brings us to page 182, and there's one final section to read in the next recitation. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.